The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Stevie Wonder with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. Musical genius, and what a great guy. Stevie Wonder right there. Thanks, Sal. He's 70 years old. 70 years old, believe it or not, and just rips it up. And was in Alpine, New Jersey, and I said, I just moved to Alpine. It's like northwest Jersey, the uppermost part of Jersey, right? Right on the Hudson River. Beautiful little town, 100 years ago. And Stevie had a house there, man. Is that wild? And I said, Stevie Wonder's in town? Really? And so our children went to the same, Joey at the time went to Alpine Elementary School, and we would go to a parent teacher night, and there was Stevie Wonder. It was great. We got to know each other. Then he ends up hosting Saturday Night Live. And then we went, you know, the story I always tell, my favorite story is when Eddie took me to a Stevie Wonder concert, and Stevie brought us on stage. And, I was like really dorky, of course. And we just had a laugh about that for years, where Stevie and me and Eddie stay singing on stage. And I'm like, I'm up there going, hey, hi, Stevie, you know, with my afro and my corduroy pants. Happening dude that I am, huh? But a happy birthday, Steve. Just a warm, wonderful, brilliant, brilliant man. And you know what's so funny? When he did SNL, so he did, of course, can't see the cue cards, you know, because of his sight. So I'm thinking, how's he going to do it? So I think he just absorbed the whole script in his mind. He knew where he was going, knew the cues. And I believe, and I may be wrong, but I think someone was feeding him audio cues in his headphones. You got to appreciate it. And then Ray Charles also did SNL years ago, too, which just was on, which was great. Hey, by the way, and a shout out to SNL. Somebody just put it on Facebook because it's always slammed. SNL's always slammed. And of course, it's where I'm from, so I got to give it a shout out. These shows from home that they're doing are the best shows they have done. It's just so smart, so brilliant. And I don't like these concerts that they have. And now here's so and so singing. Wow. You can't do it. You can't do it from your house. And they do it from the house. And it's for a good cause, and you got to appreciate it and applaud it. I'm not saying that. But the production always looks not great, you know, it's interesting to see. That's why on some of these things that we're doing, I want to go to the arena, you know what I mean? I want to go right to the arena. But SNL, it's hysterical. It's when they're doing the show from home. And Pete Davidson really just was a great enough. Anyway, so we have news. We're going to get off the last subject matter. You guys are so funny. You know, somebody just said dog do jokes. It's better than the news. Because really, really, what's more interesting? Where your dog goes to the bathroom and how do you clean up after the dog, or what you're watching on TV?
Because these with are this real whole life nonsense problems happening, that you know? People have, Joe. That's
unbelievable.
The thing.
Exactly. But I got to tell you, watching the news yesterday, it was just so, there was a hearing yesterday. And again, I don't know why or don't know how they put Tony Fauci on, the House of Representatives Pelosi asked for Fauci to appear there, to testify there. Why? And then the president, rightly so, said, no, you can't go to the House because the House is bought and sold. It really is. It's just, they've made a fool of themselves. This is the worst House of Representatives, by the way. Not all of them, of course. There's some great folks within the House of Representatives, but I think the worst in my memory, and I'm old. I just don't know how they're fine, because all they do is, it's all anti-American. Anything that's against America, they put through the House, right? So then Fauci goes, is before the Senate. So they do again, the Skype thing, the home thing, you know, and there's technical glitches. But, you know, why? Why are we going after it? And all it was for the Democrats to go after the administration. Could you just stop? Can you just stop? They're obsessed with it. And I'm telling you what, it's not just President Trump. They did the same thing with Ronald Reagan, I can remember. I can remember being a Democrat and them going after Ronald Reagan, me saying, well, leave the guy alone, you know? And the same thing with the Republicans did with Bill Clinton. The same thing. Clinton was a great president. Sorry, oh, you can't say that. And I know it was reprehensible what he did, but the Republicans went after Clinton. You're not there in Washington to fight among yourselves like little children in a sandbox. You're there to represent us. The people who pay your bills, they're the only people being paid, are the politicians and the doctors who can't find a cure for coronavirus. They're the only ones who are in office 40 years and they can't come up. God almighty, Chuck Schumer's in office 40 years. How does that happen? Oh, get me started. See, this is why I'd rather talk about what your dog does rather than get, because it's just so upsetting like this. So just getting through the news, because that's what we're here for. It's interesting to go on this General Flynn situation. This is dangerous. Is they went after General Flynn, and I've been railing about this. And again, it comes off the Mueller probe and the embarrassment of the House of Representatives under Nancy Pelosi, an absolute embarrassment. And they go after General Flynn, and then you and I go, that sounds really weird. What are they doing now? Did he lie? Did he not lie? And then Roger Stone comes on the show, and I hear Roger Stone, and then I see what they did with Michael Cohen, and I see what they did with Paul Manafort. Oh, these guys are all indicted. Oh, anything. If you looked at Donald Trump, the DOJ went after him. I'm telling you. So that's how bad it is now, right? So now the DOJ under AG Barr, and I've been waiting and I've been waiting and I've been complaining that the Republicans aren't doing anything. No one's going to step up. Oh, boy, they have apparently been locked and loaded. And you got to thank, Tom Cotton he's doing a great job. And I know Leader McCarthy's doing a good job. And then Jim Jordan jumping up. And they're all in there. And Devin Nunes and these guys have been really working hard. So now they find out that Flynn was railroaded. Attorney General Barr, you know, virtually just they call off this whole assault on this 30-year veteran of the United States military, a 3-star general. Then the judge in the Flynn case, he's got a new order that the federal judge in the Michael Flynn case, reading here, angered critics Tuesday when he said he would not immediately rule on the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor, General Flynn. But D.C. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan issued an order indicating that he would soon accept amicus curiae, I think it is, or friend of the court submissions in the case, a move that drew immediate scrutiny and a planned objection on ethical grounds. Are you kidding me? The judge now? It's the DOJ, not the judge. What's wrong with these judges? Like the judge in Dallas that sends a hairdresser to jail, yet they're releasing prisoners because they have coronavirus. What the heck is going on? And, of course, this judge appointed by Bill Clinton. Clinton, of course, you know, it's all partisan, all very, very partisan. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how it happens or why it happens, because the DOJ says one thing. This General Flynn should just be able to walk away. Why this judge is doing this is beyond me. So, listen, we have a big show today, and we're going to talk to Corey Lewandowski about that. Assemblyman Robert Auth as well. Phil Guarneri from Empire State Bank will join us. Congressman Jim Banks, where is, and I asked Frankie, there was a great list of pork that the Democrats put in this bill because they want another $3 trillion. I don't know that they're doing this. Everybody needs money. They don't understand is what I talked to Liz Klayman from Fox Business about yesterday. What's going to happen is as we postpone the mortgage payments, the utility bills, the insurance payments, you know, this is corporate America. And I'm telling you, I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders. That corporate greed will get the better of these people who are telling us, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We're a little bit. Please, we're in a quarantine. Wait till the quarantine is marginally lifted. These, I was going to say, vultures will come after you. Are you kidding me? We're going to have the bills we're going to have in July, you know, in August when they say, well, you got to pay it. Otherwise, we're going to foreclose on your house. It's going to be a mess. So the some money, you got to give money to the people. But this $3 trillion thing that the House passed yesterday under Nancy Pelosi, it's got so much pork in it. Did you get a list of the pork, Frankie Five Boroughs, by the way?
I sent you some. And just to be clear, it hasn't passed. It's going to be voted on Friday.
Yeah. Right, and it hasn't passed the House, you're telling me.
Right, exactly.
Okay, great.
It was just unveiled yesterday. It's going to be voted on at the earliest on Friday. Probably more realistically next week. But our favorite piece of pork in this is that it includes bailouts for the radio stations and the newspapers and very hard hit by this. So
what a great job the House
exactly.
is doing
this
there.
Can't come soon enough for us. This may get my 8% pay cut restored.
Then Nancy Pelosi finally seeing
the
light. Okay.
Amen.
Have her
well,
keep
you know
eating
what?
That $13
I got to tell you, on the inside,
Madam Speaker.
On the inside, I really heard good things about Chuck Schumer in this regard.
Well, yeah, he's fighting for the same bailout for the newspapers and the radio stations and the TV
stations. Just disregard everything I said then. Hold on a second. Wait,
get back to that dog poop.
Yeah. All right.
My issue with the whole thing is $3 trillion, $4 trillion. Where is all this money coming from?
Where's the list?
No,
Frankie,
where is the money coming from?
You know what's so frustrating as we try to do a radio show? The internet is a joke. It really is. I'm looking for, I will put it down there. I'll put it in there. Stimulus pork, May 13th, 2020. And then I'll get everything is backlogged, like March, I'll get the March stimulus bill. It's like, it's unbelievable. And it's not just Apple. It's just like the internet is such a mess. That's why, Frankie, I really think what we should do, and I say this over and over again, but we don't have the wherewithal to do it at the station, come up with a news organization that's not biased, that's like objective, that just gives you bullet point news. And that is current. That is current like that. Did you find anything about that? I saw a great.
Well, again, there's $3 trillion. So there's a lot in here, but let me give you the bullet points. It's 1,800 pages, so I don't think anybody's read all 1,800 pages.
In Congress.
Exactly. All right, so it includes $915 billion for state, local, territorial, and tribal governments. Okay, so that's cities like New York, states like New York that have been hard hit by this. That's where about a third of this is going, $915
Okay, now stay with
billion.
Me on that, Frankie Five Bros, and thank you so much. You know, I had to laugh too, Frankie. Frank works. You're listening. Morano works so hard.
Yes.
Meticulously going. You should see all the news I have in front of me. We're talking about dog poop in the first hour.
And he's trying to tell you about the rest of it.
Frankie, I appreciate it. Go ahead. Good. By the way, will this, and this is the problem, what the Republicans are worried about, I think, is because the Democratic-run cities are really in complete disarray. They just don't know how to do business. All they do is hand out everything. And because of all the entitlement programs and because of all the pension and welfare, which you cannot take away the pension and welfare, certainly of first responders, but they're in debt. Will that stimulus that you just told me about help that debt of the cities, or is it just for the current coronavirus situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what strings are attached to this money, if any. I mean, my gift is that it's just a block grant to the states and the cities to spend as they see fit. Would be nice if you're going to give money to states like New York or cities like New York. Nicole Gelinas from the Manhattan Institute, she proposed, you know, might be interesting and might be stimulative for New York to cover New York City's share of the sales tax for the rest of the year and maybe part of next year, so that this way New Yorkers could purchase things without paying sales tax and have that money from the federal government cover that. But that's the kind of creative thinking
we're not really seeing
in Washington. All right, very quickly, I'll give you a couple of other big ticket items.
Okay.
Another $755 million will go to Washington, D.C. They said they were shortchanged in the earlier bill. Another $75 billion for coronavirus testing, contact tracing, another $100 billion in grants for hospitals and medical providers, $25 billion for the Postal Service, and you have direct payments to to individual people again. Now, the big difference between this version as compared to what we saw in the last version is apparently this version also includes payments to illegal aliens that are in the country, and they were not included in the last round of payments.
Yeah, well, something like that. And the post office, I understand. You know, I'm a post office guy. I always use
Same
the post
here.
Office. But,
yeah.
But really, I mean, we got to bail them out. Not now. This money should just be coronavirus oriented. Hey, at 7:19, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Corey Lewandowski will come up momentarily. Let's go to Debbie Duhaime. Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to our fantastic listeners. Let's see what's happening on the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound out by the Sheridan. Watch for a disabled tractor trailer. He's right in the center lane. And we're also going to tell you about some problems here on Stuyvesant Avenue by Park Avenue and Lyndhurst. Everything is closed. Looks like a car went right into a telephone pole over there. A lot of activity at the scene. Thank you to our emergency workers and essential workers for being at the scene. Garden State Parkway northbound slowing down up through 145. Couple of lanes blocked with construction. That's going on until tomorrow morning. And over on 17 eastbound, you're slowing down, getting down past Monroe and toward Harriman, down toward the thruway with some ongoing construction there. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. And 287 North exit 30, getting up toward Bernard's Township, an accident there. Sun today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a tough shift. I work from 10:30 to 7 in the morning, and then I run a business also. Sometimes I don't even get a lot of sleep. So I really needed this pill, and I kept hearing about it for a very, very long time, and I was kind of a skeptic at the beginning, but I said, you know what, let me give it a try. Best decision I made to give it a try. The pills are doing me wonders. They are doing me wonders. I feel great. My energy levels are off the chart. I don't feel the aches and pains that I felt before. I feel great on them. They're doing wonders for my body, and I'd like to relay that message.
For me, it's been going very, very well. I feel a lot of benefits from it. I haven't been getting sick as much. I'm very pleased with the product, and I feel just generally in better health.
I've been listening and listening and listening on the radio, and it's been fantastic, and I absolutely love the products. It's given me a lot more energy. I feel a whole lot different. I can actually taste food a lot differently now. So it affected the way I was tasting my food. That was the very first thing that I noticed. But I absolutely love the product. So I want to continue it.
The energy level is very good. I haven't had any colds. I don't feel sick. Overall, I'm doing very well and I'm very happy. My wife takes it as well. The two of us both feel more energy and we feel very happy that we haven't gotten sick. And we're doing fine. Given the circumstances of the whole rest of the world, feeling fine is a gift at this point. So I'm very happy about that.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
World markets are mixed today, with European stocks down sharply on worries about a second wave and prolonged fight against the coronavirus. We're learning the British economy shrank by 2% as a slump from COVID-19 shutdowns began. That's its biggest quarterly fall since 2008. And on Wall Street, expect some buying at the open. The morning after the Dow closed down 457 points, the S&P 60 and NASDAQ snapped a six-day winning streak with losses of nearly 190. And the standoff between Tesla and the San Francisco Bay Area authorities may be coming to an end. Alameda County has agreed to let Tesla reopen if certain conditions are met. It announced that the Fremont, California plant will be able to go beyond basic operations this week. It's unclear whether Tesla will face any punishment for reopening Monday in defiance of county orders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New York's mayor says he wants to keep the lockdown for months, and some governors agree. As the economy collapses, Newsmax is asking Americans like you when the lockdown should end. You can vote in the Newsmax poll about the lockdowns and President Trump. Just text VIRUS to 39747. That's VIRUS to 39747. And vote instantly. Congress and President Trump need to know your opinion about the lockdowns. Text VIRUS to 39747 and watch Newsmax TV, America's new cable news channel everyone is talking about.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's Frank and Alan, Debbie on AM970 The Answer. Corey Lewandowski, Donald Trump's campaign manager in 2016, New York Times best-selling author, all-around good guy. Corey, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Well, I am doing absolutely great. How are you doing today?
Good. We're doing good. We get silly. I get so tired of the news. You know, Corey, I don't know how you dealt with it all those years and being the campaign man. You got Donald Trump elected, man. God bless you for that. But holy moly, it's a fight ever since then. When are they going to stop? Hey, did you see the hearing yesterday with Tony Fauci? Did you see that fiasco yesterday, Corey?
You know, Joe, I've seen this since then-candidate Trump came down that escalator where they attacked him, said he wasn't going to be a real candidate. And every single time they've said something, he's proven them wrong. And look, I watched the hearing yesterday with Dr. Fauci, and I saw what Rand Paul said, the senator from Kentucky, and he's right. Look, I respect Dr. Fauci. He's served six different presidents, but he's not the end-all, be-all. And Joe, I got to tell you, if we're going to listen to Fauci, and him saying that we don't know if we can open public schools in the fall, hey, he and I are going to battle, okay? I got four kids who've been home for 9 weeks. We're going to battle, let me tell you, Joe.
Corey, I can't imagine you, because are you staying home? Are you staying, like, quarantined? Or are you getting out and about? I mean, are you basically staying home?
Well, look, you know, my trips now include going to the dump, because I still go to the dump, because, you know, you guys call that, you know, the transfer station. I call it the dump where I live, right? And I get to swing by and get my mail every now and then, and maybe pick up some groceries. But honestly, and I'm not telling anyone else what to do. For me, starting Monday, I'm back on travel again. Look, I've got some meetings in Washington Monday. I stayed away because I want to make sure that my family and I were safe first and foremost. But after 9 weeks of being home, you have to go back to work, and you have to have an assemblage of normalcy.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting to see how the Democrats are going after President Trump, and they do treat Tony Fauci with respect to Dr. Fauci, as we all say, with kid gloves. In the meantime, we've had on this show Corey Lewandowski a couple months ago. We had a Dr. Stephen Greer talk about remdesivir, talk about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. The president had the answers. It wasn't ventilators, brother. It was you get these medicines to these patients early, and you will see amazing results. But they don't want to give the president. It's a virus that's killing a million people that came out of Wuhan, China, and they're blaming President Trump for this. Oh, my, it's not easy. And again, Corey, I got to tell you, your thoughts on the president's monumental and epic, it's like a World War II mounting of getting everything that the states need, President Trump got them. And the Democrats aren't giving the man any credit for that, sir.
You know, Joe, when you go and you look at what this president and the administration, by extension, have been able to achieve in such a short period of time, first, we know that China lied to us. Then we know that the WHO, the World Health Organization, told us that this virus couldn't be transmitted from person to person. And if your listeners had the opportunity to see the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, about a week ago, when she called out the media for the fake headlines, when she said, are you going to take these headlines back, New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, when they said this was not a serious issue, this is no worse than the flu, it left the press speechless for being called out for their hypocrisy. But this president and the administration, every governor who has needed something, he has delivered for. And that's why you see guys like Cuomo and Newsom praising this president. They didn't want to, but they had to. And that's what this guy does. He gets things done.
Yeah, and I love the way, and I've been railing that the president should just step away from those pressers, Corey. And you know, you were right there in the belly of the beast, brother, in Washington. And I said, just step away, hand it off to Kayleigh. I know Kayleigh for many, many years. She's been on the show many, many times when she was a kid in law school. Hey, man, she just smoked the press, man. That was great to watch. And they get it now. They get it now. Do you think the president will step away and just say, look, I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to be the president? Because I think he's personally. I think they don't respect, number one. And number two, Corey Lewandowski, why doesn't the press stand up when they talk to the president of the United States? Not just this president, a president. Remember those days, Corey? You stand up when you talk to the president. Am I wrong here?
Joe, you're absolutely right. Look, I'll tell you something. You know, I like you, have known this guy for a long time. And when he walks in a room, I stand up and I pay attention like everyone else, like for the respect that he has earned by being the leader of the free world. That's number one. But look, you know, just 2 days ago, we saw this from the media. A woman asked Trump a question, and then he says, hey, go ask China. And all of a sudden, the indignation, why do you say that to me? Like, well, you asked me a question, I responded, and all of a sudden she thinks it's like an attack on her. Maybe she's Asian. I don't even know, to be honest with you. I have no way of knowing who that is. But all of a sudden, it's the rightful indignation, like, why would you tell me to go ask China?
I must say, he responded. It's crazy.
The press corps has gone insane.
I know. And then the other reporter, a couple weeks prior to that, why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus? Because it came from beat China. And I cry. I literally laugh out loud.
No, Joe, just your listeners can do it in their head the way he said, China. It came from China. And I was like, oh my God, he's right. And Biden, as you know, never ever accuses China of anything. Beijing Biden has cozied up to China for the last 50 years, and you can go back and look at his speeches on the Senate floor where he said, come on, they're going to eat our lunch, come on. This guy is so lost, he doesn't even know if he's still in his parents' basement.
Beijing Biden, that's good, man. What are they going to do? I can't understand what they're going to do with Joe Biden, because he's not going to be able to tangle with President Trump at all in a debate. Corey, really? But they're really going to run this guy? How are they going to? Your political instincts are really quite meticulous, Corey Lewandowski. What's going to happen in October with Joe Biden? I mean, really, what are they going to do?
Look, 171 Lincoln Douglas style debates is my recommendation to President Trump. We take Joe Biden on the road, and we just every single day we do a debate with this guy. And the American people every day wake up and say, there is no way on God's green earth this guy can be the leader of our country. Right? I mean, this guy couldn't put together a webinar last week. He's like the guy on CBS who fell asleep during the endorsements, right? I mean, you saw that the other day. The guy on the news fell asleep. I think he was watching a clip of Biden. I mean, this is just amazing. So, look, if I'm Joe Biden's advisor, I'm saying, hey, Joe, stay in your basement as long as humanly possible. Don't answer any questions. Look, just his interview yesterday with George Stephanopoulos, where he asked him a question, literally in the same interview a minute later, he said, I knew about the investigation into Michael Flynn.
Unbelievable.
What did you just say? Right?
Exactly.
I mean, where did that come from?
Exactly. But they let it go, man. They just let it go. And I've never seen the assault of the press on a president like I've seen through this. But, like, he will prevail. He will prevail. And with this General Flynn scandal, Corey, this is scary. And what the judge did after that, what the heck is going on down there, man?
Look, Mike Flynn is an American hero. 3 decades of his life serving our country in uniform.
Yeah.
3-star general. And then, Joe, the scariest thing is if the FBI, these crooked, dirty FBI agents who use their badges and their guns to go after somebody, not just anybody, the national security advisor to the president inside the White House. And their only goal is to set him up, make him lie, prosecute him, break him financially, ruin his reputation. They did it. And there has not been one person held accountable. And if that doesn't scare every single American that they can do that to the national security advisor to the president of the United States, that they can't do it to you, you're sorely mistaken. I want to see James Comey, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Baker, Clapper, Brennan, all these guys. I want to see them treated what I call the Roger Stone way, a no-knock warrant at their house at 4 in the morning with helicopter gunships on top of them and ripped out of their homes with no shirts on. It's unbelievable what they've done to us.
Yeah, and what they did to Roger, too, man. And you're assuming, I'm assuming, and I go back and forth with Roger. He's a friend of the show, Corey, you know, and he's scared. And so I really think the president will pardon Roger Stone should there be a problem. That's your instinct, correct, Corey?
Joe, listen, your listeners know Roger Stone is a complete lunatic, okay? It's not illegal to be a lunatic, though, okay? It's not illegal to be eccentric. It's not illegal to have a Richard Nixon tattoo on your back. And what we know about Roger, and let me just lay out the case for it. And look, I don't like Roger Stone, but let me lay out the case. You've got a guy who's never committed a felony in his life, didn't have a passport, never owned a weapon, never had a criminal charge against him.
That's right.
And as opposed to calling his attorney and saying, could he please come in, they go and they bust his door down with more people than were on the Bin Laden raid, okay? You're telling me there's not two separate sets of rules?
I know.
I mean, all you had to do is pick up the phone and call Roger. It's not like you can't find Roger Stone. The guy is everywhere. It's not like you don't know how to find the guy. We'd like you to come in. He says, yes, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, and then CNN happens to have a video crew there. Just happens to have a crew there. Come on. Come on. Hey, Corey, before we let you go, Corey Lewandowski with us. He's a friend of the program and a great guy. We just love talking to you, man. Hey, so is it time, Corey Lewandowski, to reopen this economy, brother?
Look, let me start by saying I'm obviously not a physician, a clinician. I have no medical background. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night because I couldn't get out of my house. But that being said, Joe, right, I think it's time that we have to get people back to work. The president has said it many times, and I agree. The solution can't be worse than the problem. And right now, in towns like mine and across America, you've got people who haven't been able to go to work for 9 weeks, and they're starting to say, look, I'm behind on my mortgage payment. And like every other American, you get behind 2-3 months on bills. I don't know how you make up for that when you don't have any income. Right?
Exactly.
You get behind 2 or 3 months on your cell phone bill. You're used to paying $100 a month. Now it's $300 a month. And you say, hey, I can't afford that anymore. Look, I think it's time that this personal responsibility, people start going to work in a safe environment. I had the privilege, and I call that a privilege, to get a haircut yesterday, Joe. Okay. You know how much of a different person you are when you can go to the barbershop and get a haircut? I mean, 9 weeks I waited for a haircut, and I finally feel like a human again. So I think it's time, and I think it's the right time.
Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's campaign manager in 2016, New York Times bestselling author. You can Google Corey Lewandowski. Corey, thank you, my brother. Keep the fight. You are just too much, man. We love you, Corey. Thanks. Come back soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks, friend. Bye.
Thank you. Corey Lewandowski right there. Joe on the radio at 7:37. Hey, Assemblyman Robert Auth is with us. I asked Robert Auth to come on the show because I want to bring generic drug production to New Jersey. We want to really step up. All we keep hearing about the money we spend, we don't bring the people in New York and New Jersey. The businesses are leaving by the literal thousands every month. Thousands every month. We want to stay here. I want to stay in New Jersey. Folks want to stay in New York. How do you do that? You create revenue so we don't have to raise the taxes to an extraordinary way or raise the tolls during a pandemic, for crying out loud. And Robert Auth will break that down for us. Phil Guarneri from Empire State Bank. Congressman Jim Banks is with us. Mayor Stephen Fulop doing a great job in the city of Jersey City, New Jersey. And Dr. Joel Zinberg, by the way, 9 o'clock, Pandemic 2020. You have any question that you have, any concern, any anxiety that you have, we have an answer for you at 9 o'clock. Michael Reagan is with us, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, son of former President Ronald Reagan, and Liz Burnich. She's founder of Frontline Appreciation Group, and we're going to talk about our hometown heroes. Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Here's Big Al with the news, live and local on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Unlike New York, Governor Murphy says New Jersey will open as a state and not do things as regions. Murphy is still not giving a timetable for letting non-essential businesses open, but earlier said hard dates could be given later this week for reopening. Murphy says in order to lift the nearly two-month-long stay-at-home order, testing capacity must be doubled and contract tracers hired. Keys to reopening New Jersey include testing 20,000 people a day, having at least 1,000 contact tracers hired by the end of the month, along with a consistent downward trend of coronavirus cases. Governor Cuomo warning there will be dramatic cuts if New York State doesn't get $61 billion in federal aid. The state is seeing a huge drop in sales tax revenue combined with a huge cost for dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Cuomo warns schools, government workers, and hospitals are looking at 20% cuts. Governor Cuomo made the dire prediction as the House Democrats get ready to vote on a $3 trillion aid package later this week. Cuomo promises to join with Maryland's GOP governor in issuing a bipartisan joint statement calling on Congress to give states the help they need. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx westbound. You're slowing down right by the Sheridan. It's a disabled tractor trailer. He's right in the center lane. Deegan southbound stop and go traffic down through the Cross Bronx, getting down toward the stadium with that ongoing construction project. If you're heading to the Nassau Expressway, getting out toward the area of Conduit Avenue, that's some ongoing road work. LIE westbound slowing down right through Woodhaven Boulevard. Let's see what's happening on Stuyvesant Avenue, right at Park Avenue in Lyndhurst. That's closed with an accident, car into a telephone pole. The Garden State Parkway northbound slowing down through 145. Construction going on till tomorrow morning. Turns Spur North at 15W. That's an accident. 287 North, exit 30, up by Bernards Township. A collision over there as well. And really busy on 17 East, getting down through Harriman with ongoing road work. Sunny today, high of about 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Ooh, best thing I've done. Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded my home, and then we just had the deck done. I'm telling you, now is the time to get it done. Now, I'm telling you, I'm so glad that I did it now, because even though New York still has that construction ban going on, Susan at Rhino Shield has extended a great deal for you to consider. 15% off the final price of Rhino Shield for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started, right? And so easy. These guys, they did it so quick. I've never seen better workers than these guys that came out, that Susan sent out from Rhino Shield. They did my deck, boom, like that. You didn't even know they were there, you know? And I told you this yesterday. First of all, let me tell you, Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating. Joe, what is Rhino Shield? It's a ceramic coating that seals your home or a commercial business. It looks just like paint. You have a 25-year guarantee. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for a year, right? So now once things open up, there will be a backlog of construction jobs. So take advantage of Susan's offer now to lock in a date to put yourself at the front of the line. And we want you to support your local business. And when these gentlemen came out and did my home, I'm telling you, and they looked at the home, they made sure they stepped back like they were like an elite military force, going, okay, we got this. We're going to make that deck as beautiful as we can. And the house looks like a new home. I'm telling you right now, you got to Rhino Shield your home. You got to Rhino Shield your business, you know, and we want you to support your local small business. And Susan is an independent woman who started this business on her own. I have immense respect for her. Call Rhino Shield today. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, are your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? Are you your parents' assets protected? No. Did you know these bills can exceed $15,000 a month? Right? You worry, what are you eligible for? You want to live comfortably in retirement? What are you doing with all the money? You work so hard. I love you. I like you're part of this family, and I know how hard you work. And you know what? You're a law-abiding citizen, a God-fearing person, you know, living in this great, great country, believing in this country, doing all the right things, and then the government steps up, and all these little things nip at you and try to take your financial legacy away. You can protect yourself, and you got to call Mike Connors to check that out. I did the same thing. Because not only did I want that Mama Luke clause, because there's always a Mama Luke in your life that's going to try to take everything you work for, right? And who was that guy? That's the Mama Luke. Trust me, when you go and you're at the funeral, he's going to be stepping up looking for what he could get, right? But in front of him, the United States federal government. You got to protect yourself. You need an estate plan. You need a trust. You need a will. You need a power of attorney. You need, in regard to this nursing home, you need a health care proxy. Here's the number from Mike Connors himself, Mr. Connors himself. You can schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home, please. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or you could also visit them, please, at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 745. Robert Auth is a friend of the program, assemblyman representing Bergen and Passaic counties, doing a great job for the great state of New Jersey in the New Jersey State Assembly. Hey, Robert, welcome back to the show, brother. How are you and your lovely wife doing? All good?
Everybody's good. Great to be with you guys this morning.
Well, we appreciate it. Listen, you know what? We spoke with your friend Bob Hugin about what you guys are doing, regarding this drug manufacturing, pharmaceuticals in New Jersey. Robert, I've been railing about it. If there's anything I can do, let's go to the stressed areas of the state. Let's bring back drug production. And Mr. Hugin can do it because, you know, he's from Celgene. And this is great. Tell us about this and how doable is this initiative that you're starting, Robert?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, Bob Hugin is a mensch. The guy is he's just a really down-to-earth guy, Marine and everything else, and he's the American success story. That's the type of guy that you want to have at the head of a blue ribbon panel working for the president to get something like this put into effect. Let me just give you a quick oversight of how this really got started. I had the mayor of Ramsey call me, Mayor Deidre Dillon, and she called me one day when all this, the virus was just coming out, and she had a constituent, our mutual constituent from Ramsey, who was very ill, and they were trying to get remdesivir from right. Gilead, and there was no way we could get it.
Yes.
So we went through some hoops, and we finally got it for the guy. The guy survived. It was wonderful. But
wow.
While all this is going on, I mean, we had to schlep up to Boston. We were all over the place trying to track down who had it, where it was coming from. It was being shipped in and everything else. And I started thinking to myself, we should be having this here in New Jersey. This is enough. And you and I had conversations about
That's
this
right.
prior to
That's
this.
That's right.
So there is some things we can do. We're starting to work on it now. Now, when I spoke with Bob, we had a Zoom meeting, and he really broke it down, and he is correct. He has said that in an enterprise zone, which we were talking about, you and I, is not going to be enough. They need to do additional things. We need to take the regulations and the burdens that are being imposed on pharmaceutical companies in this country by the state and the Fed, and we got to eliminate that because the competition in India and China do not have to operate under the same structure. Their rules are completely different. The other thing that's very important is there's two types of pharmaceutical industries. There's one pharmaceutical industry that isn't really that profitable, and those folks actually manufacture the chemicals that the scientists put together for pharmaceutical companies to create specific drugs, and we have to make the ability for those companies to be here, even though they're not making a lot of money. We have to say, hey, look,
Yeah.
No taxes, lower property taxes, low fees, no fees, just to get them back here.
Yeah, and it would be tough to pass anything through New Jersey that would mean creating revenue, because I know you're kind of you got more Democrats down there that don't really think the way you're thinking, Robert Off. This is brilliant that you're doing it. Any help like in that regard? That's what I was hoping, just as an aside, Assemblyman, I was hoping President Trump would invoke the Defense Production Act and say drugs have to be made here, as a presidential order. Because you can't keep having China make the drugs. This is ridiculous. Hey, listen, Robert, any help that we could do in that regard, I am here for you. But and let me ask you about this. I have to ask you about something else, if I may. But what happened outside your house yesterday? Protesters showed up outside your house to play the violin. What the heck was that, brother? What happened, man?
So I was, this is when people are home and their personal lives collide with their business life. I was on a Zoom meeting. And we had, it was a commerce and economic development meeting. And so I'm sitting at the kitchen table with my iPad in front of me, participating in a Zoom meeting. And my wife is sitting across the table from me, holding our dog, Pepe, who is not one of the types of dogs that leaves his deposit and walks away. Just so
wow.
I don't know.
There we go. There we go.
So Pepe's there, and the poor guy, he jumped off the bed the other day and he hurt himself. So Elsa's holding him bundled up in a blanket. So I'm writing some stuff down, and I bump my violin, which I have sitting on the table, to remind me to practice. And so it was going to tip. She says, "Hey, that's going to tip." I grab it, and I kind of picked it up and saluted her, put it underneath my chin, for a second. I serenade her all the time. And so somebody picked up on this and said, "Oh, look at this. He's mocking someone giving testimony," which is absolutely – I wasn't making any political commentary. It was ridiculous. So, And so they made a big thing out of it. They made a political issue out of it.
So you were playing the violin out there saying, "Oh, my gosh." Yeah, it was great. You played a violin, man? I didn't even know you played the violin.
Well, the kids they sent out in front of my house probably play it much better than I do. I had a client give me I have a Ferroni. This is made in Florence, Italy in 1942. Beautiful violin. And so I aspire to get better at it every day. I'm right now like Jackie Gleason trying to hit that high note on the trumpet.
Hey, Robert, listen, Assemblyman, stay on the drug production thing. Let us know what we could do on the air. But it so easily would go away, and you're not going to get any help from the progressive socialists that are running the state now. So whatever we could do, let's have a press conference. Let's approach Johnson & Johnson. And we can make them whether it's in the stress cities. However we can do it, we got to do it, because this is the time. This is the time now. It's a golden opportunity to bring manufacturing back, and not to mention like a generic drug production back to the state of New Jersey. After we're getting we're at war with the communists now, and I'd love Jersey to step up and be able to create those jobs, Assemblyman. So we appreciate it. Bob, thank you so much. Give our love to your wife and all the very best, Assemblyman. Keep the great work, and we're here for you anytime.
Thank you, sir. Bye, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Assemblyman. Piscopo in the morning. There's your congressman, your representative right there, rather, in the Passaic and County and Bergen County, Debbie Duhaime. 752,
yes.
Debbie's got traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Assemblyman Off. And good morning, everybody. Let's go to 109 at Wellwood Ave, right into Lindenhurst. Watch out for an accident over there, guys. It's kind of busy right now on the outbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. That's a disabled car in the way. And we're seeing volume as you head to 95 heading north, exit 15 up into Norwalk. Construction taking two lanes, cross Bronx West at the Sheridan, a disabled truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-816. Kate Morano, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
What is especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is finding it difficult to keep up with the news.
The models and the media's breathless reporting of the models all have to be taken into account as you make decisions about how life looks going forward. Honest to gosh, I've never thought I'd say this in four decades of being a broadcaster. I honestly don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hey, tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Weather coming up 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. You can pick up the best food from one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, Michaels of Brooklyn. You know what? They're taking orders for pickup. How cool is that? 718-998-7851. If you're in Connecticut or New York or New Jersey and you want to go out to Avenue R and Nostrand and pick up the best food you're going to have, best Italian food anywhere, Michaels of Brooklyn, they're taking orders for pickup. This is a special service on behalf of Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne, the great family out there at Michaels of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn. And also, as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, I always tell you, pick up Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. You're going to love it. The Arrabbiata Puttanesca. Marinara, fresh tomato and basil, best sauce anywhere. It's Brooklyn in a jar, you know, and you can get it all across the United States of America. But if you're local and you want to get a great takeout for your family while you're quarantined, you got to call Michaels of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. We love telling you about our friends, the family at Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 7:57. So, Frank, so tell me with the violin thing with Robert Arthur, it wasn't clear. So people protested outside his house playing the violin. Is that what that was about? I missed what was that all about?
Yes, that's exactly right. There were these protesters who said that he was mocking illegal aliens or something by playing the violin, and they showed up outside his house yesterday to play, which is pretty neat,
he was just serenading his wife. Got it. Hey, Joe Lumber, good morning. How are we doing today? We got a nice day today, brother.
Today's going to be a great day with sunshine, low 60s, and it's probably the best day of the bunch. Clouds will increase tomorrow, 65. We get up to 80 degrees. How about that on Friday with some sunshine and an afternoon shower or thunderstorm? You're going to love Friday.
I'm loving this, Joe. Here comes springtime, baby. We love it. Joe Lumberg right there.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. Spring is back, and summer's coming.
Yeah, we love it, man. I love it, Joey. Well said. Phil Guarneri is going to join us. He's the chief executive officer of Empire State Bank. The role of community banks during this crisis. Phil knows it better than anybody. Congressman Jim Banks on the radio. Mayor Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey. Michael Reagan, son of President Reagan, will join us. And Joel Zinberg at 9 o'clock for your questions about the coronavirus. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials say it's been nearly 2 months since a pedestrian has been fatally struck by a car, making it the longest stretch in 37 years. Officials are calling it a fortunate result of the pandemic. Department of Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg says, unfortunately, some drivers are taking advantage of empty streets to speed, prompting police to step up speed enforcement. Governor Murphy is hiring this morning as the state looks to fill at least 1,000 jobs for contract tracers. Levener says the job will pay $20 to $25 per hour, although he wasn't sure of the exact amount. People can apply for full-time or part-time positions, or those who are willing can volunteer. Anyone interested can go to the New Jersey COVID-19 website, which details the training that's needed for the job. Broadway shows are being canceled through at least Labor Day. When Broadway Legal announced the news and said it didn't know when shows would resume. Due to COVID-19, theaters have been closed since March 12th. Broadway expected to be among the last sectors to reopen as per Governor Cuomo's guidelines on lifting the New York pause order. Wall Street futures are edging up after shedding 2% of value on Tuesday. Dow futures are up 0.2%, while on the broader market, S&P 500 futures are up slightly more than 0.5%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is up nearly 0.75%. The Dow fell 457 points on Tuesday. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.